Shabbos tzarech sheyeh kosher v'davik b'bayir baruch hu b'li hefzik. Shabbos it's about Yireh. Shabbos is Yireh, right? The whole ending of Yireh is Shvitas Hashem. You're always with the Rabbeinu. Melech is always oimed lefanecha. That's the end of Shvitas Hashem. You're always oimed lefanecha. I'm okay, like the Raman Shulchan Aruch, beginning of Shulchan Aruch, right, which he brought over here. So he says about Shabbos. In other words, the Oyim Ganyan is that Shabbos, what's the Madrega of Shabbos? Madrega of Shabbos is that Ramah. That Ramah, that's the Madrega of Shabbos. That's the Madrega of Shabbos. During the week, you got Shnei Rishuyos. So, during the week, the person's got to feel his margish as if the Shechin is Oyim Adifan up the whole time. Shabbos, he is. Shabbos is only one Rishuyos. Shabbos is the key of that Ramah. That Ramah is written for Eden during the week. But Shabbos is Sizazai. Shabbos is the Metzias Sizazai. Shabbos, that's why he says, Shalei the Burcha, Shabbos, the Burcha Shachad. Shad is the Bur of Tfilah, and you got the Bur of Shachad. You go out to this. Whole week it's Shtei Rishuyas. Shabbos is Be'emes, one Rishus. What's the whole Chil of Shabbos? The first Mishnah. You might see me Rishus, Le Rishus. Shtei Rishuyas, that's the Chil of Shabbos. That's the Chil of Shabbos, the Shtei Rishuyas, right? As before, the Chazis said, Melech and Ruah. Shabbos is the start. Masech Shabbos starts with Haitzah. If you go for one Rishus and the other Rishus, you haven't started Shabbos. Shabbos is only one Bechin. Sifrei Kabbalah, but Shabbos is Kula Rishus Hayachid. Yechidah Shaloizam. The whole Musag of Rishus HaRabim, that's Hepach Shabbos. Rabbim means it's Choyl and it's Koydish. Okay. Motzei Shabbos is Hamavdil Mekoydish L'Choyl. Shabbos is no Choyl, it's no Havdol. Shabbos is Kula, it's one Rishus. It's called Kula, one Rishus. So this whole din of the Ramah, the Rabbim, the Heilig Ramah, the Shabbos to Kayid, it's a week in Allah, Tamid Echom, called Shabbos. Shabbos is the Metzias. The Choyl, we're trying to work out not to get imbalanced between Kodesh and Choyl. So then we, in the Ramah, you know, you have to be Chazal given you're outside. Shabbos is not outside. Shabbos is Kula Bifnim. It's the whole Inin of Yireh that he said before. That's the Inin of Shabbos. That was the whole Inin of Yireh that the Melech is Oymed. You're with the Melech. Shabbos is Malkus. If you're sitting eating a meal, you're sitting at Shulchan HaMelech. Right? Melechim upon him, that was the. All Kabbonas are called Shulchan Gavoya. But what was the Shulchan? What was the Shulchan Gavoya by very definition? That was the Shulchan. So during the week, it's Karbonas. You have to work on an Indian, they're eating a Shulchan Gavoya. Or when did they eat from the Shulchan Mamish? When they eat the Shulchan? It's the Lechem upon him, they eat on Shabbos. So Shabbos is Mamish. Kipshutai, they eat from the Shulchan. They eat from the Shulchan, that's Shabbos. Shabbos is all these Madrigas which are Ki'ilu, people Chasushon are hypothetical, it's all Emes Lamitoi. But all in a chiyus, whatever you mean, you have to imagine, you have to work, and explaining this as if you're eating shulchan kavoya every meal, even during the week. On Shabbos day, the chalapana that was from the shulchan mamish. Shabbos is when it's mamish hazay. Shabbos we're all only in Rosh Hashanah. As long as Michal Shabbos Chas V'Shalom, said, oh, it's a chil Shabbos means you're making shtei rishuyos. That's Chas V'Shalom, ois yid. He's ois yid. If you have two rishuyos on Shabbos, the person's an ois yid. He's not a yid anymore. So the inyan of the yid is the yid is with the Malchus Shalom. And Shabbos is where we get an opportunity to be the whole time shleit the book of all the diburim on Shabbos, not to speak to Rambam Tehillim. To sing and Zmir, everything is with the Melech on Shabbos. The whole mind of Zmiris, Shiris, Shbochis, Brochis, Vadas, the Melech, Kilchai, Yokai. During the week, you're not with the Melech. You have to work to feel it with the Melech. Shabbos with the Melech. What do you do with the Melech? Zmiris. Only in Shabbos is the same as Zmiris. And in Zmiris, you're with the Melech. Kipshutai, the whole time. The meal is Mamish with the Melech. Everything is Mamish with the Melech on Shabbos. There's no two Rishis. Whether the Melech is happy, whether the Melech is looking strictly at you, or whether he's smiling at you, but your year to the Melech is the same year. Your Oymed B'Fnei HaMelech, that doesn't change.
Why is Zmiris and anything else to do with Melech?
Because the Pshat is Zmiris, Shira makes a person, gives a person an Atzmis to Kekesha. Zmiris brings out an Atzmis to Kekesha. And that's the end of Shira. As Yoshe Moshe, Mekan Remez, Matchias HaMeisim, Natoyer. What's the Etzim Aluz? That's the Atzmis. There's a chilek of the person that's always what's the atzmius of the person? The chelik of the person, that's maluz, that from there he's going to be, he's going to come back to life. That's the atzmius of the mensch. The rest is hoylach v'nifsat. There's only one thing that's the atzmius of a mensch. Oz Yashir, when he sang Shira, remez at chias amez v'na toyer. Shira, that shows you atzmius, take a connection. Shat is when a person sings Shira to a melech, that's why always the melech used to go with drums and with bands, and everything was the Shira to the melech, the national anthem. Because Shat is that's being Makashi yourself, but Atzmius with that koyach. So that's why Chasu Shalom Goshen music, all these things, that's why it's so treif. Because Shat is you want to kesh Atzmi with the Shaykits? I mean, you want to have from his Atzmius? His Atzmius is kulei treif. You want to know his atzmius? Faket, the person is a Yiddish enigma, a Hillel enigma, it's Mechashi the atzmius. So kings, the vote of a king is that he doesn't want anybody to have any mitzias to anything else. That's the whole vote of Bos and Cher, but Bilbil is Oilam, right? Why is there no problem today with the Amamin, the game, and Kabul game? Because Bos and Cher, Bilbil is Oilam, Bos and Cher is Pshat. It's Posh Pshat, I mean, it's the Cher, everybody has nationality. Right, you're proud of your dos. And that's mamsh and atzmistik. People feel an atzmistik. Yes, they're prepared to die for their country. And I told you I was with a few bachur and tamid in America. So one boy's father was very sick. So whatever. So went specially to visit the Matzah Shabbos. Anyways, his father's mamsh drips and everything. He's very sick. Anyways, there's a big American flag outside the house. Shows up, so I made it a joke and told the son, your mother hangs the laundry in the front of the house. Jokes. He told his father. His father's all upset. You know, we're proud American citizens. His father drips and his father's mum is shteishlish on the Yenevelt already. And his father, no, the American flag. We're proud American citizens. I talking as I said. Everybody feels nationality, and until they feel it, till the Atzmius and Mamish, till the Atzmius and Nefesh, they feel it. There's a Hech, I mean, there's a Pneumistic of art. Why? Because the Umus Oilam, the Hashpah that comes from the Bain Shalom, comes through the Umus Oilam. Because it goes through they're getting a crooked kesher, getting a left foot kesher with the Rebbeinu, so they feel Eps Natsumis de kesher. So what does Sancheriv do? Sancheriv picked them all up, picked the whole country and put them in another country. Why? Because they've lost their nationality now. So now you've been koinen in Ba'atzmiyaz. The whole Vat of Melech always wants to be koinen as Umma Ba'atzmiyaz. So then you make a niggun, you make a shira, and then Makasha the Atzmiyaz to that time. It's to march out to war. It's to march out to war with a niggun. Because of that reason. So the Havdal, Abdallah, Zemiris, Shiris, Shvach, Melech, Kel, Chai, Bekayom, is that brings our Atzmiyaz to Kikesh, and it shows you the Makusha of Atzmiyaz to the Melech. We call me Messiah Das from the Melech. So that's the Indian of Zemiris and Shabbos. Shabbos brings out the Atzmiyaz to Kikesh, all that there is in the world. What's beyond Atzmiyaz to Kikesh? Atzmiyaz to Kikesh means there's nothing else in life. Who are you Atzmiyaz to get connected to? That's the vote of Echad, Hashem Echad. What's Echad? Zayin, Rakim, Arba, Kampois. Meaning there isn't anything else, right? Let's ask upon him in it. There isn't anything else. So then you have an atzmius sticky kesher, because there's nothing else you can have a kesher to. That's the same keilu kesher that Klal Yisrael feeling of Bechinas Shabbos. Shabbos is the Eibush is Melech Olam. Hashem LaMabel Yashav. Mabel Yashav. Mabel is nothing else there besides the Ribono Shel Olam. There's nothing else there. So Hashem LaMabel Yashav. Yeshav Hashem Melech Olam. That's the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's nothing else there. Wherever I go, I'm Oymi B'Shnei HaMelech. Whatever I do, I'm Oymi B'Shnei HaMelech. It's Mamish Davot. That's Shabbos. So Shabbos, we're always marching out. We're always marching out with the Melech. That's the end of Shabbos. So Shabbos, we sing a lot of Zmiris. Bring out the Atzmiyaz Kikeshen. We feel with the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. So Zmiris is important to go through the whole book. Zmiris, besides the fact that they were all made by Ruach HaKodesh, besides the Kedusha of the Etz and the Gunim and the Zmiris, over there, that's a Musik, and it's Makasha, and the more you sing, the more you Makasha of Atzmiyaz to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. So Shabbos is no, you leave shul, what happens Friday night? The Melachim are Malavi you. Right, that's not during the week. It's learn Shabbos, why? Because during the week there's Shteir Shuyas. So you do the Bissam Edge, you're going to the Alma Dechulin. Shabbos, where they're with you in shul, they're with you when you go home. It's the same thing. In other words, the Yiddishkeit spills out of the, comes out of the Bissam Edge, and it's a simon that it's not, you don't leave in Shabbos, you don't leave the Bissam Edge, you're back to the Bissam Edge. Shabbos, you leave everything comes with you. everything comes with it. Malachim and Malabim, Malabim back home for that machina.
That's a bishop.
Who?
Doesn't Malachim say, don't I say that one group is a man and a person, if he does something to save her, it's the same Malachim, it's Malabim?
Because a lot of machina is what the Malachim.
Not the same Malachim like it is Shabbos.
The what?
Not the same malachim that it is.
I don't know. There's a lot of different shittas. But who those malachim are? Some say like that. The Tiferes Shlomo says that the malachim, the malav the person, because during the week every mitzvah a person does, is the malach is nivra. Or when malach, the goof of the malach is nivra during the week. So during the week is the goof of bria. Shabbos is nishmas of the bria. Every year gets the nisham yisayim. So Shabbos and Shabbos, all those malachim that were created by his mitzvahs during the week, they come with him, and then he gives them an neshama, and then they can be in this alad and go to the branch. He says seischem and neshama. Different. Some people do say seischem, some don't say. Rav Shitz don't say seischem, but the Kuntz and Nisach they do say seischem. Shnespashim v'chol tzvutzis Israel they do say seischem and neshama. It's because faket. Now is the eshnol the malachim are created. Where do they belong? They belong in Shemaim. They haven't been there yet. They haven't been home yet. They've never been to there where they belong. So when you say Tzitzchum Hashalom, you're giving them the neshama for the aliyah's owners. Those are the malachim. That's why they're coming home with you. And you give them the neshama yisera, kiru chinam neshama yisera, then they can be mala, can be oila to Hashem Shmoch. There's a lot of different nekudas, but one of the nekudas is to show you milava. What's the whole inner of being milava? Being milava means it didn't stop here. That's the inner. In it is it's milava person. It's milava person. In other words, it's all one. It's all the same thing. Keilu, we're seeing you out. We're seeing you out, meaning that we're still with you. We're still with you. That's the beginning. That's what we're doing. That's what we're dealing with. Beis Hamidrash is the Eibush is Mokim. Ein Lakav Shporcha Belom and Dal Dam Shel. That's the Eibush is Mokim. Malachim and Malava, that shows the Keilu. It's coming with it. In Shabbos, it doesn't stop there. In Shabbos, it doesn't stop there. Shabbos, Sarch, Shilis, Kosho, Vedovik, Beboyer, Bochum, Beli Hefzik. Shabbos is where Yid is Kosho, Vedovik, Beboyer, Bochum, Beli Hefzik. That's the vote, Beli Hefzik. There's nothing else. It's Beli Hefzik. Kosho, Yid is Kosho. Maime Chazal. It's not that you got one dibber for this and one dibber for the other. Ein tzarich lahazel dvar betelim. Meret achta shem dvar betelim. See more erneim as madrigas. Shezeh afilu b'choylos. Shezeh afilu b'choylos. That's also afilu b'choylos dvar betelim. And afilu dvar ma'matorim. Afilu dvar ma'matorim lo yeh b'shabbos. Lo yeh b'shabbos kimi choyl. Rag lizdabing bo yizborach. Only the choyl should be, Shabbos should be lizdabing bo yizborach. What's all the inin of the Kaddish Behetzah? Kaddish to you, inin afilu, Kaddish Atzvacha b'mutalecha. Kaddish Atzvacha b'mutalecha. What's that word? It's also the same word. Raman, the Raman says, the person can be manuvel b'rishus ha-toyra. Same word. Dov ha-heta, yeah, that's where you're allowed to ki'ilu, that ki'ilu there's a heta to go. Treif, there's nobody's going to go, right? Treif is a get creases from a bunch of things. Two madrigas. Madriga chas v'shalom. We get creases from the rabbi and shalom. That chas v'shalom. Everyone is nizah from hopefully. And then there's another madriga where you're not going into olam haklufa, but you're laughed after with the rabbi and shalom. That's the grey area. That's the olam of heta. The whole inyan of kaddish atzmachom muti is not faket. Even you leaving kedusha, but even shas heta, you've still got to be in the rishus the rabbi and shalom. The whole oimik of the inyan of kaddish mutalecha of a dibri rishus. Saying about Torah at the meal, that's an area where ki'ilu lahalacha, you don't lav dafke, ki'ilu lav dafke, you have to feel their bunchlin. Their person is going to be mechazim themselves, and there's only one rishus. So that's all the imek. It's like a person says. He tells the king, when I'm with you, I'm scared of you. When I don't leave you, I'm not going to rebel against you, but I don't think of you very much. That's not what the king wants to hear. That's the Zohar, the Dover Shavushus. If a person is mechazim himself in Dover Shavushus, what madrig is he leading to? What's the avoider of thinking about Kodesh Baruch Hu by Dvar Shavushus? The avoider is this avoider. And it's all one Shavushus. That's the avoider of Het. Kodesh Baruch Hu, then a person feels good. He goes out into his car, he is. A person's eating, a person's going in a car, a person's whatever. So you're not rebelling, chas v'shalom. You're not going to listen to Goyish music, but you want to listen to, I don't know what. So there you take a davar rishus and you zman of rishus and you make it into a zman. So then the feeling you get is that less asa ponim in it. That's the feeling you get. Less asa ponim in it.
That way, the
Talmud Chacham
is
the Chinas of Shabbos all week. Oh, right, that's right. And that's why Shabbos is also Shabbos. What's the? There's 39 loisas, right? How many mitzvahs esses? There's Zochas Yom Shabbos Hakadosh Kachei Layayim. Where's all the rest? Teretz says no. Teretz says everything on Shabbos is Betzem Heter. It's all Dvarim. Eat a lot. All these Dvarim which are normally Rishus. Shina B'Shabbos Tanug. Eating on Shabbos, Echol Mashmanim, Kulim Amtakim. Just imagine you say something in the middle of the week, Echol Mashmanim, Shtim Amtakim, Gozi Perach, Rimoinim, right? Calling out, you make Zmiris out of the menu. The whole Shabbos is all Dvar Mutarim, all the Shabbos is Hafik. It doesn't need a protestic Azach. It needs a mitzvah Kiddush to bring in Kiddush Shabbos. Once that's happened, everything I'm doing is Dafke Dvar Mshabarash, Ki'ilu Dvar Mshabarashus, which are Kulay Kiddush.
So has an answer why there's so many
loisas?
Because
I was not asking why there's so many loisas. I asked it should be at least balanced. Where do you find something? You have 39 loisas. You have one at the beginning of Shabbos. Zochas Yom Shabbos Lachadshoy. Shel Ayin. I make a zchira and Yai Kiddush Al Ayin. The Rabbanan. They just have to mention Shabbos and Shmoneh Esrei. Has Hashem kapatet for the ganze Shabbos? That was the kasha. The kasha is normally it should be forget. Normally it should be so many asadah Shabbos. Says everything you do on Shabbos has to come mitzad rishus, and you have to be hoifech in kedush. So what do you do at the beginning of Shabbos? Zochas Yom Shabbos Lakadosh. You mekadosh. What are you mekadosh? Everything. So there's no specific mitzvahs. I say, understand? Everything now. The sheina, the goyze pera, the remoinim, chalta v'savoto, after all is in yonim of rishus. But Shabbos is only one rishus. So that's the rishus. Savot. All rishus of a noch zachas shem shabbos kachet zol mayim. That's the whole imit of the Indian of stam rishus. Shabbos is the day which is kulei rishus. She's up to be mekadosh it b'knisasai, and then everything we is part of that rishus. And saying rishus of it doesn't mean heter. That's the imit. Rishus means also whose rishus is it. That's a davish of rishus. Davish of rishus is whose rishus is it. We keep it as a we keep it as one rishus. That's a double rishus. No permission to do faket, hepechrot, and Hashem chas v'shem. Take the thing and to make also that part of the rishus. Which is the rishus? Mean the rishus hayoch. It's not rishuyes, it's rishus. It's a moedik gedank. The whole thing about rishus. What does rishus mean to us? Through Rishus, you megalad as asaponamine. That's the Indian Rishus. And that's the Shabbos that can hold it. Everything on Shabbos is Rishus. Elafil dvama matorim, yeloi Shabbos kameh. Yeloi be Shabbos kameh choyl. Because David was brought from Shkolah, here at the corner of the Shabbos, Malkus, or she and Shomer Seir, it's a lame. I used to tell some of the Adam, he and Shomer, he hears Shalom Adam, and Shomer is the Chias of the Mensch. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who Chai, Chaim, and Shomer and Shmosis, so therefore, Makabat Yir, and Mazmaz, and Shabbos, and Gal, and Adam, Malkus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Shomer Yishla Yisrael. That's why it's called, and then Shomer Seir, and Shomer is the Chias, and Nebish is the Chai, Chaim. Sefes Chaim, Mechai Achaim. So in Dobik, in Shabbos, you Dobik to the Chai Achaim. And the Meir, therefore, you get your Neshama, which is Chai, gets an extra Neshama Yisera from the Rabbanish. You bring in Chiyas into everything. Bring Kedusha into Dover Rishus. That's the Bechina of the Neshama. The whole Neshama is Vot, and Neshama and a Guf. Guf is Bechina's Rishus. The Neshama's impact is to cover. Shama's impact is to cover. Ramotli sometimes Friday night, Shabbos Achim, Ramotli, you might see him working with every Eva. I'm not joking. Seems certainly begins to cover his arm like this, like this, and like this. Finishes with that arm, starts with another arm. The Imam should see how he's working through. It's the same thing, you know. We have Ramachivar. Ramachivar, they're not Neshama, they're Kulei Guf, Kulei Rishustik. Shabbos, you know, Shama Yisera, that disperses. Neshama dikait to all the Ivar. It's also the Indian of Sipuri Tzadikim. also on Shabbos. All the Indian of watching what, how they did, how they traveled, how they ate, how they do, how they slept, how they all the different inyanim. The tzaddik is somebody who's called kula in the rabbanu shalom. Support tzaddikim is also the same level. All the same Nakuda. The Tzaddikim, these people always have a bunch of all the Maises about the Balagola and about this and about the other. Right? Most of the Maises about the Tzaddikim are not about the Hasmoda, they're about the thing. This one came and the Oni came and this baby was crying. I don't know, all these types of Minyanim showing how they were in the Kaddish of the Tzaddikim. All the Kisa. Omnam Omr Chazal Tarek Mitzvah Nehmer Lo Moisha Boy Yishev Midar Achas Ha'achadasa. But almost made a gimel. But Chavakuk made a lachas, which is emuna. Tzadik am not yichud. It's a loyma. Shkol echad rov b'chinas doyre. Yishay roish and smite doyre b'chinas shakol ponim. Mi echzik mi yodam achadus remitzi. Shachashim shamad. Yodam yochin lekayim. They can survive. Chin almost. Roish and smanto yosef amad al shloish. Shabach Chavakuk. Roish and smanto moid made a lachas. Shulim and deizim shintos. Shiyitvizu b'emuna yobios lekayim akol. Zeo Ham and Amitzach, that's the beginning of Ham and Amitzach. So what's for Achas? Achas is the way Kurim, yeah, Muno. It's one Indian, but it's everything. Shiyam and Odom, Kimonoi Chorats Kvoi, the Lis Asa Ponomine. Ephes built it. Shiyam and Zebelev Shom, Ham is the year of Moira, Mimelech, Nachem, Nachem, all the time. Shari Oymid Lefon, of a Roy, Shachon Mokim, Kvoi, the Melech Chorats. Kol mochen gashmis v'artzis hakol molim michilus oikmoyt sevalay es hashmayim esaras ani molay the bchinis of molay means a yiram upon lava vein zemuna imamish a yira. It's building it up. Emuna is imamish that any that we're talking about. What is the emuna? Emuna is that a person's with their bunch like all the time. That's the bchinis of emuna. That's the target of it. So what's that emuna al achas? This is the whole inyan. This is the etzim of the yid. He saw that he's got to. The door is going to get so shvach. That he had to go all the way to the Atzmiyist of the Yid and bring out the Megala, the Atzmiyist of the Yid. This is the whole Indian of the Yid. That's why we said Shabbos Yoyid, the Mechal Shabbos is a Goy, Dinu Ka'apu. This Indian, the Dama Tamtis of the Yid, is an Indian that is with the Kodesh Baruch Hu all the time, is with the Rebbein Shlomo all the time, is Shemaya Besorot Ani Mole. Tachlis of the Yid is the Mishkan. Mishkan says also Bimole. Oshan came down, the age came, whatever, Mole, the whole Mishkan is Mole, everything is Mole. What's the bottom Mole? That's the bottom Mole. The bottom Mole is not one place as a phenomenon. The bunch line is all Mole.
It's
always coming from their bunch line.
Step of the Mishkan.
Yeah, oh, Abiyasha, that's right. The first bells are built, every brick was in Shemoyer, the Chudim, and every single stone and every single brick. It's Besamedrish like the Mishkan. It's not Pshat that you have the Evan Apina and then you have the Chanukah Zavaya. It's got to be Mole. Every brick and every dust, you put in Moedik Yigin Amel and every single stone and every single brick of the first bells of Besamedrish in Galitzi. That's the end of the Besamedrish. And that was the whole Zach, the world. The whole Bais HaMikdash, the whole world is going to be a Bais HaMikdash. And the Bais HaMikdash is Molei. Chvoid Hashem Molei is a Mishkan. Chvoid Hashem Molei is a Mishkan. And I said, Lama, Mimolei Chvoid is Kol Aaretz. Yakiri Yidim Kol Yishusim Kilach. Kol Berach, Teshava Kol Hashem. Right, the whole Indian, everything. All the Iyayom and everything, the Indian of Molei. That's the Emistik, that's the Dama Tamtzis. Chavak and Sword. It's going to get so shvach that your mom is going to bring out Haka the Dhamma Tamsis. In other words, going to go to the Etzim Yid and bring it out. And that's the Inin of Yimun. That's the Inin of Yimun. That's how all the Dargas of Yimun work. Pashup Shat in Yimun is when things are going bad, Chas V'Shalom, there's nothing else to be. אין לנו לסמוך אלא לאבינו שבשמיים, למי שנביא, זה אין דוח סייטי. אין לנו לסמוך אלא לאבינו, אל אבינו שבשמיים. That's אמונה, what's that אמונה? Even in Azar Matzav, what do they wish to still there? There's no Bebes to talk to us. The whole book is saying, no, it is. Mother, we mother, it is. Nisa Shin is Varushus, Nisa Shin is Ahestus, Nisa Shin is, Nisa Shin is Ahestus, 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 That's the Pasht the Taitch of Emunah, but that's the Tifa Taitch of Emunah.
That's almost the whole site also, she thought of the Sechester.
Okay, why do you bring her? Very good. Why do you bring her? You bring her to the Mishkan, Bes HaMikdash. Why do you bring her to Bes HaMikdash? Bes HaMikdash was a Mokum of Mali. You thought there's a Hester? Mali. You bring her to the Dargah of Mali. That's the end. That's the whole. Yazatzman, we say to be kegula. Yazatzman, a yain. Yain is the making and breaking. Yain can bring a person to guest the goddess. You can bring a person from one slant. Depends what depends on how you take to the varishus. You take it depends how you take to that varishus. Take to that varishus well. You can bring it to the moedik kedushin. Take to the chasuv shalom thing. Take a person to hit yuter tachton. Yain is kiveya. Shabbos is a mitzvah of yayin, kachayol ha-yayin. Shabbos is kiveyad, all the shuskos are about Yishtar. Yayin is the measuring yayin. This yayin goes this way, or yayin goes that way. So the one shusk either goes this way, or it goes that way. That's the moment that the word is saying. You think there's a hole without a bunch there? I'll show you technical bits of English. Oh. Where did we get to? Oh yeah, we got to what? Nimtz Yoram and Lefon of Lava. Very Nimtz Emuna. Imam Shaira. The Munas Imam Shaira. Velachein Nefer Shoylim. Nefer Yid is asked when he goes up to Shemayim. The first Kasha. This is when the Satz of Emuna. And then the second question is Kavata Itim the Torah. So everybody has, which is so important, because we'll kavate to the Torah should come first. The Torah is more important than Masa Amata. And also, what's it say? Masa Amata, why is it called Masa? Masa means to elevate, to lift up, right? Nisus means. So it's elevating, we're dealing here with the Christ, with the stockbroker. Right, his child is more important than Chasu Shon, and the kavate to the Torah, what's it say? So the Hele Gemara Naim, it's Lema, Shnei Shaya, 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 it's all one Shaya. Heldik of Shaya. It's not two different shaylos. Kol advarim afilu mash odem mischayrben hakol nivra. Vada ish lechiyus ma'bayis b'ashem. Even what he's dealing with in business, efes bilto. Everything's dealing with Hakadosh Baruch Hu's nivra. Whatever you do, you're not outside of Hakadosh Baruch Hu's world. Everything's the nivra. The Eibush created everything. So there's a chiyus Hashem even in the diamonds. Vada yish lechiz meboyis parshum efesh efes bilter. So that thing's on chiz. It's not even a kasha adov el lekasha adov chiyus el aboyis baruchu kasha izbar lekamot. Vzeo nisus adov. It's really mas adov. That's what person's going to be asked. Person's going to be asked, what did you do with those diamonds? Nisus, did you elevate them? Did you lift them? Vnasata l'sharoshu, did you bring it back to shorish? But because of him koyma, every person's going to have a sacred avoid it. And the Balfanya writes in Pashas Noyach in Torah Oyer, Pelnik Azach. You have to check it out to see the Lashon. He writes Ke'ilu in terms of Birurim, the businessman makes more than the Ben Torah. Because it's Isaac and it's Isaac, the Moedek of Birurim. It's nothing greater than Talmud Torah, the Moedek of Hagiga. So in Birurim in the world, if he does it properly, sees Mamash Mal in Itzlitz, he's Isaac and Noyredek of Birurim. So that's what the Emish is asking. Pashas Prat is, did you lie? Did you swindle? Now the pshat is no. When you didn't swindle, say that you're not kapatis from that shayla. You haven't come to the main part of the shayla. Main part of the shayla is nisus. Did you lift it up? Ubameh or what? Ve'emuna. What is emuna? What did he say in the previous paragraph? Emuna means wherever you are, you lifnei hamelach. Wherever you are, you lifnei hamelach. If a person's dealing with business, also has to do so. Put his gatel on and go into his office. There's avoid that kedusha. Only if you have emunah, you realize that even in your office, the Ramah. You're even the Melech, wherever you are, and that's Tachneini and Emunah. That's Tachneini and Emunah. So Taka is a Sata. Taka, did you elevate it? The only way to elevate it is Be'emunah. If you Taka fell, then I'm no Isaac and Nadova Shem Kedusha. You know the two brothers in London, Freshwater, big brothers, very well studied in London, Freshwater. He has twice a week, he gives out stocker. Hours and hours, he stands the whole time. Puts his gunk on. It's a whole avoid. He's at Mamish through most of the night. And he listens to everybody. There's always an argument. There's hundreds of Mishalachim. He listens to everybody for a long time. And always trying to find shortcuts. You know, like have somebody else. Have a few people listening. No, he insists on himself. Somebody told me recently, he came back from the Mishalach. Somebody told me he went there. And he says, there's Arigas outside the room. Because everybody's in a rush. And everybody's in pain. Everybody's, you know, but he insists. Mamshal Avodah. He stands up. He listens to everybody's story. It's Avodah Kadosh. He realizes that why is he making all these hundreds of millions? So that twice a week, he goes to Avodah Kadosh. And Mamsh looks at us. Mamsh Avodah. So this is Misati Be'emunah. Mamsh Avodah. He realizes that his whole being is Laman Koich Moizbar. So Bameh Be'emunah. Everything is from the Chiz Rabban Shalom. It's not two things. It's all these itim of Nisus Menasata Emunah. You pull them all in Latoyra to Torah. It's not two questions. It's one question. Shalinifrad Tafel Eisachem Na Torah. Why Kim Shekol Darkach Hashem Shemayim?
That's
right. Done Hashem Shemayim, done to be done to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. So then you pulled all those into Torah. The person who's sitting is Torah Sayim Nasas. He's in Torah all the time. The person who's working, he has to pull it all into Torah. He has to take all those hours that he was working and bring them into Torah. And he's also Ben Torah. That's it. He gets, as the Svarim say, that our person gets half a time of Torah while he's working. All he's got in mind is Torah all the time. What he's got in mind is the Tarek Mitzvahs. Boch Habakkuk, Vemid Achas. What is Torah? Boch Habakkuk, Vemid Alachas. The whole Torah is Tzadik from Nasa Yichya. He's got a Munna, that's the whole Torah. That's putting the whole Torah Alachas. So he's Nisus Venasatu Munna. That's Torah. That's Habakkuk. The whole Torah is Boch Vemid Alachas. So that's the same thing. If you're Nisus Venasatu Munna, then you have been Kavata Itim the Torah. Then you took all those Itim of Malacha and you brought them into, you Kuvea them. Kuvea means you chiseled them in into Torah. Not sure it's kavata itim. Outside of your working hours, did you learn? It's also emes to kavshat. It's a tifer pshat. Kavata itim. If you did that, then you would pull all those itim of working into Torah. Lafuki meino isakim. So Lafuki comes to exclude meino isakim. Nimsa shu isa hahu nifrad mitveikus of Torah baKadosh Baruch Hu. If chasam a person doesn't, then during his working hours. He's hepach. He's nifrat. Turns out that the emunah is the sheirish of every single person. Emesis, you must see it. I'm sure you know it from Los Angeles. You say you know from London. It's fresh with us. You see sometimes, you know, Elah Chabalabatim, they bring out the biggest kiddush Hashem in the world. Right? Because they oisak and masa matam. They oisak, and you see that every spare minute they come in to learn. In a way, they're in the kaddushim shemayim much more than the koil in the moment. Because, you know, you see how they're not nifra, that's the book. I know in London, I know Mamish Balabatim, you know, learning every. There's one of the brothers, fresh waters, he gives out 3-4 shiur in the day. He wakes up in the morning and he's always tired and he's always going from shed to shed. He's one of the wealthiest Yidden in the world. And he's not Nana like Rebbe, it's Bakatana, he's not Nana. As I mentioned, said, Moedik Kiddush Hashem. Because he was in a matzav where he couldn't have been Nifrat, right? The person's locked up in front of the king all the time. Not as much of a Kiddush Hashem for the king as somebody who's far away and he keeps on telling the king, I can't get my mind off you, king. Can't get my mind off Vada, it's much more natural. Today, one of the reasons why people are pushed to stay in learning is two nukudas. One of the nukudas is because the world, the gas, the street is so trafe, that's an enemy of protection. She's talking emes, right? But the only person has to be pulled into the world. I'm saying once upon a time was before the war when nobody was learning in Koyle, right? Most people weren't learning in yeshiva. How many yeshivas did you have? How many yeshiva bachim? You take all the yeshivas in all Europe, and one yeshiva in Mir is still bigger than all the yeshivas in Europe. Why? Was it greater now than then? Shalit says, then they were my wife's grandfather. His father was a Rebbe and Alden and Chassidus Shtetl. And he said, 3 o'clock, 3:30 in the morning, when this marriage was full, everybody had to chop the wood. They all had the volunteering work to chop the wood and put the fire in the Bessie Medrash. So they were there, and then they went to work. This guy milked the cow, and this guy did this, and this guy did the other. Sold textile. I don't know whatever they did, but they were all Bnei Torah. It wasn't necessary to sit and learn all day long. So they were Kaddish, Makaddish and Shulayim. He's telling me, he remembers of Sadai, he used to have to travel every day. You know, Reb Levi Yitzchak Bender, this old Breslau of Chassid, he lived in Meir Sha'arim. So when he's running away from the Russians, for Yiddishkeit, which was point in Yiddishkeit, he's running away from the Russians, he had to run away to a place. We had to go into work, and he had to spend a 2-hour train every day to Kiev. He was hiding from them. So he used to, make a few pennies. And he said he went through this 30 times, Shisha Sidra Mishnah. That one year, he was running away, that one year he went to 30 on the train there and back. And then he went and he earned his, today it'd be called a balabos. He's not a Ben Torah. those are the Ben Torah. It's a Moedei Kiddush Hashem. Today it's such a Nisoyan, but it's not when the person has to try it, don't go out into that world. This is something you know. The person Mamish says, you see such a Kiddush Shem Shemayim, you see these Yidin, you see who's an Antwerp, they're going to go in the summer, he's working with diamonds. So I sit in the best manager all day, they're learning. The kids were in camp, what is the thing? This Yid was working, he came in at 3 or 4 times a day. He used to come in, open the Gemara, learn flies for half an hour, run out again. Again, Mamish happened a few times a day. He used to come in, Mamish, Ramesh HaYim, quite a few times. Sometimes for an hour, sometimes for an hour. You could see that, what was he doing? He had a half an hour free, ran in the Bissam Medrash, and he was into it. He's got children living here, Bakshak, and Antwerp. His son lives in Gerach HaSek. Azayid, this is something one, Azayid is Kodesh Kodesh. So that's Nisus when the Sata and Mamela about this Kabati to Matura. I went to the boss, the diamond boss for a few hours. I took all those hours, came to this mention for half an hour. I made 3.5 hours out of that half an hour of learning. He went again for a few hours, came back for half an hour, made another 3.5 hours of learning. That's the Nakudo. The Nakudo is, he shows he wasn't Nifrat. Even when he was there, his mind was in the Bissam Medrash. He'd give me 5 minutes, Kilo, and he'll run into the Bissam Medrash. That's to show that you're not Nifra, that's the rest of the Kiddush Shem Shemayim Berav. Everything's totally b'dei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Adam person shouldn't say b'chachmosi b'tzmonosi is gizos. Kmo shekosu b'matam koichi v'etzim yotas l'chayil hazeh ki yakon Hashem wanes n'choich l'asas chayil tak v'unklus hara HaKadosh Baruch Hu yob loch eitza. It's not just HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you koyach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you eitza. Who's advising you on your good business deals? It's also a bunch of not just it gives you koyach, you can get up in the morning and you can move and you can maneuver. It's not just that. About the more it gives you the eitzel, the mikne nechsen, to buy your real estate. Who are dovish libanu? Avatag Munglas puts it straight down on the shafilu eitzel v'chochma less of hoin to gather wealth. When it's chayach and to be oitzel v'chayir, HaKadosh Baruch Hu miyayitz. Chas v'shon kashiyitz, the Eibishter would want chas v'shon meishiv chachamoche to make the wisest, smartest business brain into a fool. Data misochel to make the person make this stupid moves, and you see this all the time. People going and then they make one deal, which is mamish lebi kan lasa. They make that deal and they lose the whole thing. The Eibishter the whole time. The smart guy means that every decision is going to be a good decision. So the Eibishter makes the decisions for him. Whoever the oisha ben yirah, which other way to be borah. Just like it's a mushroom, just like the person may borrow. They tluim berotzen and machshav shabarosh. They tluim berotzen and machshav shabarosh. Kulam is nagva and chibitz berotzen. Chibitz by hayadoi regel shasu chochma. I mean, the minch is a hand and a leg. The moyach is telling them what to do. Hakol hoylech achah chochma shabarosh. King kol bin yodim im kelim. The whole minch with his roish. It's all like a yad and a regel. Shadayodim poilim and pulis gashmis. But shpochon is a koyach. It's a meitz. A woman koyach. Moyach masichel shabarosh. Just like the Moich Naseichel maneuvers the Ramach Yivorim, so to the Rabbeinu Shalom is the Kavi Yochel HaMoich, and he maneuvers the Seichel and the Moich to get everything going. When he can reach the Rishon Kavi Yochel Shu Kol As Cholus, when the other him a Kelim, person is a Kelim. So when him saw Kishimam and all the Dovas that Yishmo Shabbos Kilchosa, he said, this is Doch Shabbos. This is not Shabbos. Because he's going to think he closes the store on Shabbos. Oh, he's going to lose so much money. Ain't an extra clumet. Tzadik is Moshe, how is he Moshe? The year is the Lekin. Tzadik Moshe, the year is the Lekin. Year of Mechanes Malchus Leit. So as I said earlier, earlier shtick of the Skalas, the Vesh is the Odom Tzadik. So that's why Tzadik is Mevatla, and Mechanes Malchus, Shmoyz Rav, Mevateles, Ba'atzmer, and that Tzadik Shagorim, there's a... Shmoyz Rav, Mimoy Shal Tzadik, it's human being, Mimoy Shal Bi. Al Yadi Hu HaMemshala Shal Tzadik, Mishami Lubash Pavini Mevatla, Halidei Slavshus Boy. What's the whole, what's the Koyach of a Tzadik? Kach at Tzadik is that he's only the Fnei Ramon Shloim the whole time. It's like, oh, 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 he feels the Melech's kingdom over him. That's the Yerod of the Malchus. He can be in Batal Gezeros. He's always there. He's never Nifrat. He's never Nifrat. The same vote. So that's the Palak. This is the Palak of Mani Katita Taish. And why Shabbos is Mashpia for the week? Why is Shabbos Mashpia for the week? So again, Shabbos is Panosa. Shabbos is Mashpia for the week. Mashpia for the Shabbos is the hair. Well, there isn't anything else. There's no Nifrat. During the week, we go into the week, and the first sign of the week is the sign of being Nifrat. The person is so not nifrat in Shabbos. Shabbos is kulei Rosh Hashayachid. He's kulei Rosh Hashayachid. So then he goes into the week with a feeling of Rosh Hashayachid. He goes into the week feeling of Rosh Hashayachid, and he pulls all the yitim into the yitim of Torah. That's the vod. That's what Shabbos gives a person for the week. Inin of nifrat. Inin of everything he's doing is all with the Melech. With the Melech. With the bench leg, with the year, and that's the year of the Melech. I'm eating, I'm sitting by the Shabbos table, I'm sleeping, Shinim Shabbos Tanuk. Everything I'm doing with the Melech, I'm doing with the Rachni. That Nakuda that I'm never Nifra, that spills into the week. And then, even if a person goes to work, that brings Bracha, Bachal Maisei Yodah. Then he realizes that everything is Kihua Nesmacha Koyach Las Chol. It's never Nifra. Sort of not being nifra. Sort of everything is the yechidah shel olam. Esav is yeshli rav. I have a lot that's rabim. He has a lot of rabim. Yaakovin is always a mechina of Rosh Hashayachid. Yaakovin was a Pshat is Oymek is he went there. He went past Beis Elokim. Went past Beis Elokim. And then Oybay, he went past it. He woke up the next morning. Oybay, Yavshah Varti al Teh. He went back and was there. Nebishter sends a person and stuff. He forgot and he didn't know. And because of the dream he knew. Pshat is that everywhere Yaakov Avinu was Rosh Hashayachid, Yechidah shel olam. You know the Tefer Shlomo says about David HaMelech? Pachadik and Tefer Shlomo. Tefer Shlomo says, you know the Beis HaMikdash wasn't built by David? So Tefer Shlomo, because David was the Beis HaMikdash. His Ramach Yivarov, he says, if you look in all the Svarim, says Tefer Shlomo, you see that the whole layout of the Mishkan was the layout of an Adam. Three Chalokim, in the Malbim, even his Marach, in the Malbim, in Pashas Truma. But all the Svarim HaKdash, the Kodesh HaKdash was the Moyach for the Mensch. The oil moyed, so you have the lev, and the lev is also chelik agashmi, chelik aruchni. So you had the menorah, and you had the shulchan, and then the lower half of a person is connected to chotzer, that's in the Bahamas of the person, you have to be makrif to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's be'ach al-chitzen, the behemoth, and nefesh of Bahamas. The whole Mishkan is set out as Evi HaMensh. So Tefer Shlomo, the Evi Shlomo told David HaMelech, you are a Beis HaMikdash. You don't need a Beis HaMikdash be a Mecha. So the Melech, if you lie flat, there you have the Mishkan. There you have the Beis HaMikdash. They stay in Tefer Shlomo. Here's another one, Moyel, Shabbos, one of the only ones. No, in Hakdama of Chelik Beis. Moshe Maidik Zaf, he says it so clearly. It's not a, some idea in Tefer Shlomo, but he says it straight out. He was the Beis HaMikdash. He didn't need a Beis, he had a walking Beis HaMikdash. So that was Yaakov Avinu. He had Har Maria for Yaakov Avinu. He was a walking Beis HaMikdash. No boss. they went by, he says, no, it's still as a mokum kavua, the imishter, over there, and then you can get all your ruchnis, etc. But without that, that's the whole vote of Yaakov Avinu. After that, what's the whole vote? It's Nek Hamaria, Balakam. Yaakov Avinu doesn't have to go to the Hamaria. Nek Hamaria. Yaakov Avinu's Madrega is the Hamaria, the Kamadrega. Wherever he goes, the Hamaria is there with him. Wherever he goes, the Bessim English is walking with him, like he does by Domino Palace. That's the whole part of it. He went by it. He was living. He was in Madrega. It's a Shabbos. It's a Yaakov. Rachel Tichon. Now that's Yaakov Avichov. Right? Yaakov is called Nachla Belim Tzorim. Hashem Shabbos Kachosu Nisla Nachla Belim Tzorim. Rachel Tichon Nachla is Yaakov Avichov. Both Shabbos is connected. Tichon is Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu is someone who's called Kulay. Called Kulay the Bunch Lay. Esau was usually Rav. Esau was Tichon being Mafrid, being Nifrat. Nifrat from the Kedusha. Yaakov Avinu is called Kulay. Called Kulay. All different chalakim to it. Oh, but there's never being different from the Rebbein Shlomo. That's the Moed of Avoid of Yemek Yibur. Yemek Yibur, when you go to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Kateris is Loshon of Kosher, right? Kateris means a Yodi, a Yikshar Shoni, a Zorach is in Paris, a Yikshar Shoni is Tarim, the Onglas of a Yikter. That's how we know that Kateris means time, so Kateris is connection. I went in twice in Yemek Yibur. First time, a Hechra Avoid. Second time he went to take out the kelim. Every time he did the shinim begodim and the kiddush damrak line before kiddush damrak line afterwards and tefillah and don't take a shift to go back into the big day lover. Why? To go and take out the teni and to go and take out the machte. Why did he take it out in the morning? That's the Torah. The Torah says anything you're doing, you've got to do Kodesh Kedoshim. It doesn't make a difference whether you're doing the Avodas of Torah, Avodas of Torah inside, or whether you're doing just going inside to taking out the tenet, the tenet, and the machta. Everything you're doing, that's the Torah. Torah is being Kodesh as the Rabbein Shlomo. Shabbos, Yom Kippur is Shabbos, Shabbos, Hecher Shabbos. Hecher Shabbos, what's Yom Kippur all about? The Avodas HaKatoris, Lefnai V'Lefnai. What's Lefnai V'Lefnai? Pushing us, connecting ourselves, tying ourselves. Ayikter, Ktoris, Ayikter, Shabbos, tying ourselves to the Rebbein Shlomo.
It's more than a Rebbe B'Kina Shabbos?
It's a Hecher, a Kodesh Shabbos. Yom Kippur is called Shabbos, Shabbos. Shabbos is a It's a Hecher Darga, because there's the Tunyon. Shabbos, the Inyan is how we have to go into the week. Whatever we do during the week, we do on Shabbos. But during Shabbos, we do it in a built-in nifrdik way. We eat, or we sleep, do it in a nifrdik way. Shabbos, Shabbos, and Yom Kippur is a Darga where there isn't anything else other than a bunch like that, which is the highest level of it. In other words, the Shabbos B'Yameinu is a hachana. That mitzvah. In other words, just imagine a person who's chas v'shalom is not oisik for Shabbos the way he should be oisik. He can come olam haba. There's nothing else other than a bein shleinu. The guy won't know where to put himself. He'd be bought stiff. Nothing other than a bein shleinu. I used to give an hour to the bein shleinu a day, but the rest of my day, Shabbos is a time where we have to work on all the nyonim that are in the Bria to show there's nothing other than Rabban Shalom. The also Navay the Kohan is taka nothing else other than Rabban Shalom. Everybody's going to be in a world that all there is Gimalich Vayde is called Kolaoritz Amen Amen. It's only going to be the right. That's the Mechina of Yom Kippur. So for Yom Kippur, Pesach Boi says Yom Kippur is Achila. Yom Kippur is Vikemenes Shaykh. Yom Kippur is like Olam Abba. You have a goof. Your goof doesn't get hungry. You wouldn't be able to eat even if you want, even if the Ebishtha said to eat. Oh my boy, you can eat. Same thing as Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is a hecher, but it's not a different, you understand? It's not a different avoid. Be a mainer when there is Olam Hazeh, and there is Achila, and there is Shtia, and there is Shena, and there is other things, and there is those, and there is Yens. So then the avoid is, don't be nifrat. Do it all for the Rebbein Shlomo. And then we'll come to eventually the mitzvah shem of Harim Yemeinu. We'll come to the matzah of Taked is only eventually. So Yid and Shabbos, a Yid can assign what Shabbos should be. He has keilu. He wants to sit on his own. You know, he's got a wife, he's got kids, and he's got. The Izika thing should be just imagine where keilu would be on his own. He'd be able to see nothing, no hindrance. He'll have his farm. You put him on a desert island over there and spend his whole Shabbos learning and singing and singing and learning and learning and singing and singing and learning. You won't have to sing a Shabbos to anybody. You won't have to say anything to anybody. That's what a person should. Aber I've had the Davish doesn't want that from us. Davish wants us to be married, to have children, and to do this. But it's a chain here. We have to plant that into our Shabbos as well. Little as little tomorrow, little as possible tomorrow, maintaining. Trying to feel whatever we're doing it conventionally, we're doing it with you, or for you. That's the avoid of Shabbos. And then we'll be zeichet to the beginning of Shabbos, Shabbos Shabbos, which is the beginning of Olam Haba. Tomorrow they can include it. Otherwise, Olam Haba will never come. Some people will be boring because they learned how to do the mitzvahs. They're going to come to Olam Haba. What are they going to do in their recreation time? And, if he doesn't live his life built in Nifrod, that's what he's been waiting for. That's what he's been waiting for. He's been waiting where he won't have that, the avoidance and the strangeness of having to be kovata itim lata, the kulay kulay that. That's going to be the Yom Shikulay Shabbos. That's the Yom Shikulay Shabbos. Every week there will be Shabbos. There won't be anything else. Shabbos is where we work on this idea of that there isn't anything else, and then there won't be anything else. So that's the Yom Shikulay Shabbos of Nucha Lachayilam. Yom Shikulay Shabbos, Yom Shikulay Shabbos, Yom Shikulay Well, as long as it's all klipas noiga, it's up to us what we do with it. When you take the chol, when you make it into the sefer Shabbos, that's the bechinah kavata itim. Taking the chol with you into the Shabbos. Coming to Chodoshim of Tammuz and Av. Tammuz and Av says ilu Chodoshim al Hester. Call it fair, Sidu Abena Matsarim. Then you can find the Rabbein Shalom more than any other time. Again, it's a time Ki'ilu, it looks like a time of period, a time that Ebishtu was Nifra from us, Chas Vashem. Chas Vashem. Ebishtu is going to keep him to the Kedusha. I saw Mardik and Abed Azara, there's a Shitta elsewhere as well, there's people down the Gemara this week. The Gemara says that there's a Shitta Ki'ilu, when the Goyim came to the Samigdash, the Ebishtu was Mafki the Kedusha. It's all the Indian, whether what did they do when the Ivanim came in and they were maxi shkotzim on the Mizbeach. So what's with the Avni on Mizbeach, right? They made it into an Avodah Zorah. So what's the Avni on Mizbeach? Now, Mitzacheni, Ein on the Moizid, Ava Shein Shaloi. So how come this whole shit, Eka Din was in the Stami Adam? It's not there. So why did the Avni on Mizbeach, there was one of the Lishkas, and Lishkas Vesa Moikid, it's with Avni on Mizbeach, Shabbat. So why did they have to do it? They left it there. They couldn't ask her. It wasn't there. So the Gemara might have said, as soon as they came in, the Eivish told Machkiah the Kedusha, took away the Kedusha of all the Kedim. I mean that they were coined out. Because they were coined out, they were taking the Kaka Shrekin to Mashkis. In other words, not Pshat, the Eivish gave his Bitsam English to them. Chas Vashal, Kedusha, Bitsam English, Bitsusha Osai. That's only a Klaus. As soon as a Goy walks into Bitsam English, the Eivish takes all the Kedusha away. It's Mamish Chulin. And they were coined out. If you don't take it, Yom is Beach. Everything down here, Begashmus, is only the structure from what the Mizbech is, the Ruchni is. What the Ebishter did is, until now the Mizbech Melamata was connected to the Mizbech Melamata. The Ebishter went, said, it's not severed now, so let them do whatever they want, let them do whatever they want. So in the times of Hester upon him, the Ebishter took away, then never gives the Goyim, Chas V'Shalom, any unique. It's times where he shows the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even when he has to give the base of English to them. Like the Gemara says there. When they destroyed, the Ebishter said, what are you destroying? You're destroying hay, and you're destroying those without any Kedusha, without anything. The Ebishter first took away the Kedusha, and then gave it to the Gemara. So that shows in a way, Ki'ilu, that the Ebishter's Ava, the Ebishter's Lipshah, the Kedusha. It looks like a period, it's a month where we have to show avoid a built-in effort from the Rabbanshi. Rav Nachman used to say, Rav Nachman Breslin was young, he was so proud. He said, he used to cry to the bench, and he says, even if you want to be different from me, I'm not going to be different from you. I'm not going to leave you. I'm going to follow you. I'm not going to cry to you. Instead, I feel you answering me. And he used to spend much days much crying to the bench. Days crying to the bench. Built in effort. Of Shabbos. Right.